might be accused of a little bit of nepotism or being biased with this particular story. For anyone that has ties to New Orleans, Drew Brees will always be special. I credit both Drew Brees and Sean Payton for revitalizing the city of New Orleans. People have a tendency to forget, when they arrived back in 2006, New Orleans was still devastated from Katrina. Half the population was still living in Houston, Baton Rouge, or other places along the Gulf Coast. It wasn't known. I mean, it was completely unknown at the time whether New Orleans would ever be the same. Now, you couple that with the fact that the Saints were known for being lovable losers. In the 40 or so years prior to Drew Brees and Sean Payton, the Saints had won just one playoff game, only made the playoffs a handful of times. People down here, they will always defend Drew Brees, no matter what. But even with that being the case, I would come to the defense of anyone who found themselves in this situation, because this is absolutely ridiculous. Drew Brees, he has become the new brand ambassador for PointsBet Sportsbook. Now, before this morning, I had never heard of this sportsbook before. It's an online sportsbook, looks to be based in the United States. From the little bit of research that I did, the site appears to be completely legitimate. When playing with online books, the biggest concern is how quickly you get paid or if you'll be paid at all. Bettors have no legal recourse collecting their money from these offshore books. Yesterday, PointsBet collaborated with Drew Brees to promote their Lightning Bets. On the site, Lightning Bets are wagers which allow the player to place live bets during the game predicting the outcome. Now, if you're dumb enough to make one of these wagers, you have no business betting on sports. Betting games live, it's like throwing money in the wind. You're essentially donating your money to the book, which, to be honest with you, 99% of players are donating their money anyway because none of them ever win. In order to promote their Lightning Bets, the site created this commercial with Drew Brees where he supposedly gets struck by lightning. Now, let me reiterate the key word in that last sentence. Commercial. Commercial. This was an advertisement. It was fantasy. It wasn't real. But that didn't stop the dumbasses from thinking it was real. Believe it or not, some people were actually convinced. They were concerned that Drew Brees was actually struck by lightning. PointsBet, they decided to play on these irrational fears like any smart business would do. I mean, this was free publicity. They sent out this vague tweet, which most normal people could see right through and realize it was a promotional ploy. But again, we're talking about the dumbasses here. The fear eventually turned into fake outrage when about 2 hours later, it was revealed that Drew Brees was actually alive and well. PointsBet, they posted this video to their social media accounts. Watch it for yourself.
What's up, guys? Drew Brees here. Just wanted to jump on and let you know that I am alive and well here in Catatumbo, Venezuela, which, by the way, is the most active hotspot for lightning strikes in the world. And I'm buzzing, like literally so excited because PointsBet is giving away free lightning bets to all customers this weekend.
Okay, so at this point, everyone realizes this was all a promotion. After this video was released, the fear turned into fake outrage. Why? Well, KC, the dumbasses were mad they got duped. They felt Drew Brees took advantage of their stupidity. No, that wasn't it. KC, they were mad that this company faked Drew Brees' death just to make profits. It was profits over people. No, that wasn't it either. About this time yesterday afternoon, the dumbasses transformed into the shit fucks. They took to social media to express their fake outrage. Some organization called Lightning Strike and Electric Shock Survivors. Okay. This organization, they released the following statement. The recent Drew Brees lightning commercial is an inappropriate, disgusting method of promoting gambling. This is a deadly injury, and it is disappointing to see the continuing ridicule of lightning victims presented in a comical light just to profit. Am I the only one that finds this to be absolutely ridiculous? First of all, where is this constant ridicule of lightning victims? Do we have a new ism now? We have mythical racism. We have anti-Semitism. Do we now have lightningism, the discrimination against people who have been struck by lightning? Can someone please give me one example of someone being discriminated against because of a lightning strike? I guess now YouTube's gonna have to remove lightning crashes by live from their platform. It could trigger victims of lightning strikes. Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks, can't listen to that anymore. Thunderstruck by AC/DC, banned. We must consider the victims. If you were on Twitter yesterday afternoon, you would have thought thousands of people every year were struck by lightning. Check out this tweet from some confirmed fuckknuckle named Josh Roundtree. Josh describes himself as a media personality, which means it's entirely possible he's an expert at grilling the woke wiener. As a lightning strike survivor myself, I demand a public apology from Drew Brees. This fake outrage was all over Twitter yesterday. The Butt Brigade was out in full force. I don't find the humor in this. Yeah, you people don't find the humor in anything. That's the problem. Just out of curiosity, I Googled how many people are affected every year by lightning strikes. I wanted to see if this fake outrage could be justified. Maybe someone's parents were victims of lightning strikes, their spouse, brother, sister, maybe their emotional support shovel was struck in a storm. Check out this graph. It shows the number of people affected by lightning strikes from 1995 to 2021. Now, you could combine the deaths and injuries from 2015 to 2021, and it wouldn't equal the size of my graduating class in high school. These people suck the life out of everything. Here we have a harmless commercial. Drew Brees, PointsBet, trying to have a little bit of fun, eventually including all of us in on the joke. Just in case you missed the memo though, fun is not allowed anymore. Jokes no longer allowed, because you might offend the one person who was holding up a metal rod in the middle of a hurricane, and for some strange reason, they were struck by lightning. We have to consider the feelings of that stupid fuck. Drew Brees, he better not issue an apology over this. A couple of years ago, he caved to the Cucumber Brigade right after the death of George Floyd. He was interviewed by Yahoo Sports. They asked him about kneeling for the national anthem. Drew Brees said he could never kneel for the anthem because he felt it would disrespect his grandfather who served in the military. Now, this was not some startling revelation. Drew Brees has given that same answer countless times since 2016. No one ever cared before. But George Floyd happens. All of a sudden, Drew Brees is being accused of mythical racism. Longtime teammate Malcolm Jenkins posts some ridiculous video of himself crying like Ryan Clark had just broken up with him. The full force of the mainstream media came down on Drew Brees. He not only apologized once, he apologized twice. For what? I don't know. He didn't say anything wrong. Matter of fact, most people agree with him. But the 10% of the population who identify as garden tools, they were deeply offended by Drew Brees. But he better not apologize again. If you were dumb enough to believe this was real, you don't need to be worried about an apology. You need to have all sharp objects removed from your home. And if you were one of those who displayed your fake outrage, you don't need to be worried about an apology either. Just hold on tight to your emotional support goat. He will make everything okay. Now, before I get out of here, I wanted to first thank all of you guys for the condolences yesterday afternoon. I think there was a little bit of confusion, though. Maybe I wasn't clear with what was actually going on, so I just wanted to take a second to clear things up. My mother did not pass away. She's still alive and well. I just got off the phone with her before recording this video. My grandmother didn't pass away. Well, at least she didn't pass away yesterday. It was 5 or 6 years ago when she did. Yesterday, I went to the funeral of the grandmother to one of my closest friends growing up. I thought I had said yesterday that she was like a surrogate mother to all of us during our wild years in high school and college. Some of you thought the funeral was for my mother or grandmother, so I just wanted to be clear. I wanted to clear that up. That was not the case. Also, I've been receiving emails lately concerning the growth of the channel, or in this case, the slower growth over the last several weeks. Someone actually emailed me earlier this week concerned that I was being shadow banned. That could not be further from the truth. YouTube tends to change the algorithm during the holidays. They push more holiday-themed content. I've been seeing videos in my feed that were uploaded 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago. Now, my impressions were down 20% in November, but we still had over 12 million impressions last month. Even with all the days off I took or only uploaded one video instead of two, November was still a great month for the channel. I think we had close to 900,000 views with 7 or 8 less videos than usual. Added 1,800 subscribers in November, so I just wanted to be clear. Everything with the channel is fine. But let me go ahead and get out of here. I'm about to watch the SEC championship game, but give me your thoughts. The fake outrage brigade goes after Drew Brees for faking a lightning strike in a television commercial. What's next? If they're willing to be upset about something this ridiculous, what's next? You tell me. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.